It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to hear from a lawyer who says the FBI got the wrong man. He was the defense attorney for Bruce Ivins, a government scientist who committed suicide. This week, federal investigators offered up their evidence suggesting that Ivins sent anthrax through the mail, killing five people. Now, attorney Paul Kemp has given his first sit-down interview to describe what he sees as the holes in that evidence. Here's NPR's Laura Sullivan.
Paul Kemp says there was nothing more frustrating than watching the government unveil its case against his client at a press conference. All he wanted to do was object.
It is nothing but speculation, the government's case.
Kemp represented Ivins for the past year until he committed suicide last week. Now Kemp will never get a chance to test the government's evidence in court, and he believes clear Ivins' name.
We don't convict people on the idea that they may demonstrate eccentric behavior, or that they had the opportunity to commit a crime, or had the knowledge to commit a crime. And that's what the government's saying.
The case against Ivins largely rests on new scientific techniques that investigators believe now link Ivins to the anthrax used in the attacks. Officials say genetic analysis of the anthrax spores show they match a flask in Ivins' possession. Officials called it the murder weapon. But Kemp says more than 100 people had access to that flask, and more importantly, actually used that exact strain of anthrax. He says the anthrax in the flask was sent to two other labs and used in dozens of experiments by other scientists. He says mostly it just doesn't make sense, because he says Ivins never tried to hide that it was the same anthrax.
If you're the anthrax killer and you're this evil genius that knows all about anthrax, why would you leave it in precisely the same genetic state 1 year later, 1 month later, 7 years later, as it was in at the time of the killings?
Kemp says what troubles him most is that the government has been unable to place Ivins in New Jersey at the time the deadly letters were sent from a mailbox there, even if he drove, even if he paid for every single thing in cash.
Nobody saw him in New Jersey. They don't have any restaurant receipts or gas receipts or surveillance tapes or witnesses. You know, where's a witness that can put him in New Jersey, or put him on the way to New Jersey, or put him on the way back from New Jersey, or having in his car a New Jersey Turnpike toll receipt?
On the flip side, of course, there isn't any evidence right now that Ivins wasn't in New Jersey. But Kemp says that's because it's been 7 years, and the first thing they would have done if Ivins had been charged was go back and find a way to prove he was at home, which he believes they could have easily done. In the press conference this week, Washington, D.C.'s U.S. Attorney Jeff Taylor sounded sure that he had gathered enough evidence to win over a jury.
Circumstantial evidence, sure, some of it is, but it's compelling evidence. And our view is we are confident it would have helped us prove this case against Dr. Ivins beyond a reasonable doubt.
But Paul Kemp isn't the only one with doubts about that statement.
If I were the government, I would be saying that as well.
Matt Orwig was a federal prosecutor for 20 years and a U.S. attorney in Dallas.
But I think the truth be told, this would have been a very tough case, and I think it's fair to say that the government should be very satisfied that they don't have to play that out and see how good of a case it is.
Kemp says Bruce Ivins was struggling with his mental health, but that he always sought treatment. He says Ivins did have an unusual interest in a sorority, but more than 20 years ago, after a woman rejected him, and he never tried to hide any of that from investigators or mislead them with a bad anthrax sample. Kemp says Ivins worked long hours in the months before the letters were mailed, but he says he could have shown that Ivins was, like he told investigators, having a particularly hard time at home during those exact months.
The Justice Department says without a doubt they have found the anthrax killer.
Based on what? Can they point to any evidence that shows he actually did anything that constitutes these anthrax attacks? Was present at the place where these letters were mailed? Ever admitted it to any single person or to himself in a journal or diary entry, or discussed it with another person?
If Ivins had, it certainly would have left a lot less doubt than Kemp and Ivins' friends have now. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.